Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is a Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. Manager Dave Roberts said he expects Mookie Betts to start Thursday versus the Padres. The 28-year-old was held out of Tuesday's lineup after being hit by a pitch on the right forearm Monday, but he isn't expected to miss additional time after x-rays came back negative. Betts will have the benefit of Wednesday's scheduled off day to aid in his recovery, and he should be back in the lineup Thursday, barring a setback. Juan Soto was placed on the 10-day injured list Tuesday with a strained left shoulder. Twins outfielder Max Kepler was placed on the COVID-19 injured list on Tuesday. Today's Wednesday slate has a lot of early start times in Major League Baseball, with just 7 games for the evening slate on DraftKings available. One of the pitchers that jumps off the page in this slate is Tyler Mahle. The Reds right-hander saw a significant increase in his strikeout rate last season, finishing at a 29.9% rate. He's been even better through his first 3 starts this season at a 39.3%. As far as favorable matchups go, he certainly has one against the Diamondbacks, who are missing 3 players from their regular lineup in Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, and Tim LeCastro. If you're looking for a player with a cheaper salary option for tournament play, there aren't many appealing options. Michael Wacha would fit the bill the best, and he could be someone to consider with his matchup against the Royals. He's had to face 3 daunting lineups out of the gate, taking the hill against the Red Sox and Yankees twice. He registered 2 bad performances, but rebounded to shut out the Yankees across 6 innings in his last outing. What's even more encouraging is that he has 20 strikeouts across 15 innings. A bargain bat to consider is Colin Moran. He's off to an excellent start, especially in the power department given his 281 ISO. This comes off the heels of him recording a career-high 225 ISO in 2020. Opposing him will be Spencer Turnbull, who has a career whip of 1.4 and will be on a limited pitch count in his season debut. One stack to consider tonight is the Tigers against Mitch Keller. Keller hasn't been able to live up to the hype that followed him throughout the minor leagues. He was crushed in his last outing against the Padres, allowing 7 runs over 3 1/3 innings pitched. His problem has been an inability to keep runners off base, leaving him with a career 1.72 whip. The Tigers might not have a ton of dangerous hitters, but this could still be a sneaky stack to pursue. In the NBA, we have a 12-game slate. The Warriors-Wizards matchup stands out tonight as it features the highest total on the slate and a duel between 2 of the more appealing spend-up options in Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry. Keep in mind the opportunity cost of targeting a game that tips at 7 p.m. Eastern, as there will be significant injury news that comes out later in the night. However, with 24 teams playing and quite a few of them on back-to-backs, even if the value isn't there at lock, trust that multiple options will open up as the night progresses. Speaking of, the Heat have Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero listed as questionable, while the Clippers are already without Kawhi Leonard and could rest other veterans, including Paul George, for the second half of a back-to-back tonight. Both games start later, so don't panic if things aren't fitting together when the slate locks. One elite player to target tonight is Joel Embiid. Embiid put up over 60 DraftKings points in 32 minutes his last time out. He's attempted at least 20 shots while seeing mid-30 minutes in 3 straight games and would be especially appealing tonight if Tobias Harris and or Ben Simmons were to miss again. One value pick tonight is Anthony Edwards. He's coming off a 46.5 DraftKings point performance against the Kings yesterday and has the same great matchup tonight. He'd be especially appealing if D'Angelo Russell were to rest, as the Timberwolves are playing on the second half of a back-to-back. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.